Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
Some years ago, a new twist to understanding the conversation Jesus had with the man of the law came up. The account is recorded in Mark 12, verses 28 to 33. The twist came in loving neighbor as self. We were told by those who promoted it that you cannot love your neighbor until you love yourself. So, you must love yourself. You must do something nice for yourself. That way, you will have a base upon which you can do something nice for your neighbor. You can love your neighbor if you love yourself. Now, I believe that is self-esteem gone to seed. What a harvest it yields because people become selfish. Every seed yields 100-fold. Solomon, the wise man of the Old Testament period, in Proverbs 16, verses 18 and 19, gives us very good counsel. He says, and I quote, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the strong." So you see, self-esteem is proper if it is properly conceived. Therefore, I wish to help you consider my subject, corrected self-esteem. Here now is the word of God from 1 Corinthians 4, 6-9, my text. Open your Bible to this portion and watch carefully as I help you understand it better. That's 1 Corinthians 4, 6-9. "And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Now ye are full. Now ye are rich. Ye have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God hath set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men." To experience a corrected self-esteem, we must give careful attention to the several conditions of community life in the body of Christ. The first condition to be corrected is the unnatural stratification. Multiple ministry provides the setting for stratification. People grade the preachers. Now the Apostle Paul said, "I have transferred this to myself and Apollos." We understand, as I say, the multiple ministry can create the setting for unnatural stratification. People tend to grade the preachers. I'm reminded of what happened one time when Jesus and the disciples were walking along the way, and the disciples were having a rather warm discussion among themselves. When they arrived, Jesus asked them, "What were you talking about along the way?" He discovered they were talking about who would be the greatest. You see, this is stratification. It is a human temptation, has been all along. For years, it has been a human temptation to see who can be on top of the pile, as it were, and where to place those various other individuals. However, the apostle goes on to explain to us that there are different roles. Not everybody is alike. We're not all made the same. We're all human beings, but we are not alike. Each one has his or her particular role or place in the body of Christ. The apostle raises a number of questions in verse 7. I quote, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? You see, we're not all the same. I know and have witnessed this already, where people are trying to function in an area they're not fitted for. They could not do the job well because they were not qualified for it natively. I'm talking about unnatural stratification. So what we need to do is to be more careful about this. It needs to be corrected. Hear what Barnes says about it. Let me read it for you. This passage states a general doctrine that the reason why one man differs from another is to be traced to God, and that this fact should repress all boasting and glorying, and produce true humility in the minds of Christians. End of quote. So the first condition to be corrected is the unnatural stratification. The second condition to be corrected is the unsuitable satisfaction. Verse 8 contains probably the strongest irony of any place in the Bible. The apostle comes across this with great emphasis. You are full. That means fully satisfied. The image is physical. You have eaten until you are perfectly satisfied. The perfect tense in this case is have need of nothing. You are full, and you are rich. Now the tense is changing there and carries the thought of becoming rich. You have a desire. You have a passion to become rich, wealthy. That is financial. First it was physical, now it is financial. One is reminded of the wealth doctrine of some teachers. I heard one say, Jesus wants you to be rich. He had a treasurer following him around. Wouldn't you like to have a treasurer following you around? But Jesus said he had no place to lay his head. Paul says, you are rich. You seem to have need of nothing. And the third is, you have reigned as king. Now, this is political. You see, we have the physical, financial, and political. Years ago, the king of one country said, I am the state. That is total authority. That is what a monarchy is. Total authority invested in one person. Well, those Corinthians found their satisfaction in earthly and temporal realms. That is where self-esteem needs correction. Paul's wish was impossible to fulfill. He said at the last clause of verse 8, And I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. There is no self-appointment possible in God's service. No. One time a mother came to Jesus and wanted him to grant her request. He said, What is it that you would like to have? And she said, Grant that my two sons may sit the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy kingdom. Self-appointment, you see. But that is not possible in the service of God. We should be satisfied only with the insatiable desire to be all that the Lord has in mind for us. So, the second condition of self-esteem to be corrected is unsuitable satisfaction. The third condition to be corrected is the unsparing subordination. Here the Apostle Paul takes a very humble position and he says, God's order seems to be that the apostle should be last or least. Persons in responsible places are most vulnerable. I said that before. They are the ones to be shot at. They're not the last as being behind. They are out front. They lead the way. And because they are in the battle with the enemy, they can be appointed unto death, as the apostle says. Then he said, They are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. It seems he must have had in mind the actor on the stage of life as in the Colosseum. In the Colosseum, the actors were on the stage in mortal combat. Depending on how the emperor turned his thumbs, whether or not the bleeding gladiator would be killed or spared. If it was thumbs up, he was spared. If it was thumbs down, his opponent killed him. Spectacle. Cosmic forces, spirit world, human audience, gaze upon these in subordination. Out of subordination arises great affirmation. The Apostle Paul had an experience he spoke of. He said he was greatly distressed. 3 times he sought the Lord to remove the condition from him. Then he got word from the Lord. The Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, because my strength is made perfect in weakness." Therefore, the 3rd condition of self-esteem to be corrected is unsparing subordination. Someone said it so well. Humility is not talking yourself down. It is putting God in his rightful place. Yes, amen. Yes, the 3rd condition of self-esteem to be corrected is unsparing subordination. So, my friend, self-esteem tempered with love for God is a mighty force. However, today, as in Paul's day, these conditions need correction. The unnatural stratification, gradation by the flesh. Unstable satisfaction, living in the desires of the flesh. Unsparing subordination. Concentration only to please God. Now, let us pray. All-wise sovereign God, we thank thee that thou art the one who understands all our deep desires and longings. And I confess, dear Lord, sometimes the flesh gets the upper hand and we are quite unable to make the necessary corrections in our self-esteem. So, Father, I pray for my friend and for me. Lord, help us to realize we are what we are simply by the grace of God. And I thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, I hope that message was beneficial to you in your walk with the Lord. We must make it our sole desire to please God. When we have His approval, we don't need to fear what others may think about us. Now, perhaps as you listen today, you have a question about something you heard, and you'd like an answer from the Bible. Or maybe you'd like us to pray for you about a specific need in your life. Or maybe you just want to write and let us know that you're listening and you enjoyed the program. Whatever the reason, we'd be delighted to receive a letter from you. Here's our mailing address. It's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can contact us by email by going to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and clicking on the link there. Let me give you the mailing address again. It's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And that web address is heraldsofhope.org. Now, you'll be sure to join us next week as Dr. Yoder opens the Word and teaches us from 1 Corinthians chapter 4 on respect for leaders. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.